Jay, back in July, 51% of registered voters in New York City told the Marist poll it was time to oust Mayor Michael Bloomberg from office and elect someone else. Now, in that same poll, Bloomberg led Bill Thompson 48% to 35%. Do you sense that as we get closer to the general election, that the mayor is pulling away and widening his lead?
I think there's a limit to how much of a lead that he can get, even though he's not a Republican, a registered Republican anymore. He's not registered in any party. He's created his own party to run, and he's running on the independent line. I think that in a city that is this overwhelmingly Democratic, there is a limit to how many votes anybody can get that's not on the Democratic line. That being said, he is widely seen, and the Marist poll has shown this, previous Marist polls have shown this, he's widely seen to be politically independent and not really a Democrat or a Republican, and I think that appeals to a lot of people. So I think his wide lead that he has now, and it is sizable, I don't think it's going to grow much more. I think that there is a limit to how wide a lead that he can get in this race.
Now, you mentioned he's an independent. He's also independently wealthy, and he spent a reported $36 million on getting reelected. Is it the money that makes this an insurmountable race for Bill Thompson?
Well, money is always important, and Mike Bloomberg spent 70-some-odd million dollars the first time around. He spent 80-some-odd million dollars last time. There's been talk that he'd spend $100 million, you know, by the time all the final checks are cut in this election. And that's a huge disadvantage for Bill Thompson. Bill Thompson is participating in the public finance system in New York City, which is pretty progressive. It's one of the most advanced in the country. But it doesn't account for people who spend all of their own money. And there's kind of no way to account for that under the law right now. So it's a huge disadvantage for Bill Thompson. But to say that it's only money, I think, misses a point, and that is that there have been lots of candidates with a lot of money that have lost races. In fact, until Mike Bloomberg came along, the rule was you could spend that super rich people could spend all the money they wanted and didn't have a very good chance of winning election, all other things being equal. All other things are not equal in this case. Bill Thompson has not been an assertive candidate. He has had fewer public events, campaign events, than Mike Bloomberg. And if you're the guy who is the underdog in the money race, then you've got to out-hustle the guy who's got all the money. Bill Thompson isn't out-hustling anybody right now.